there was a showcase leak that I just found on Twitter. So we'll talk about that.
Send it to me.
What? I'll just talk. You want me to send this to you?
Yes, I can look at it too.
Hello and welcome to the Birdie and Bass podcast. I'm Bass and with me is Birdie.
How you going?
And we're going to talk about our predictions for the Xbox and Bethesda showcase, seeing there has been a few leaks dropping, a few discussions going on, and there was also the pushed out. Was it Starfield got pushed? What was the other game that got pushed?
And Redfall. Redfall. The vampire one.
Oh, God. What is it with vampire games and dead games and stuff like that? Everyone likes to just have the shits get out of them, I think.
Oh, it's not a scary one. I think it's more like a fantastical type thing where you can just use magic and things like that. And I think they just needed something to attack, so they picked vampires.
Fair enough. Well, from one of the leaks that we've seen for the showcase, they reckon that there's going to be Avowed gameplay, Redfall trailer and launch date, Diablo 4 gameplay and launch date, Forza Motorsport gameplay and launch date, Contraband trailer, Grounded trailer and launch date, which Grounded's already out.
No, has it been in beta? It's still in beta.
Okay.
It's still early access.
Starfield gameplay and launch date, Hellblade 2 trailer and launch date, Halo the Endless teaser.
I think that's like the next DLC for Halo Infinite.
I thought Halo Infinite was the final game. They were just going to do it as a game for service type thing with it.
Yeah, I think this is like the next launch for it type thing.
Okay. A Gears of War collection, trailer and launch date. Quake reboot CGI trailer, teaser, sorry. And Indiana Jones trailer is what I've seen one from. And I'm sure there'll be more and more as we come up to the date of it. I'm hoping for Forza Motorsport, to be honest. That's what I want it. I'm actually, to be honest, when it comes to Xbox and the fact that they've pushed some of these games and everything, they need to drop something in the second half of this year. They've got to put something out. And I think that they're just letting everyone stew around at the moment since they pushed those other two games, and then they're using this showcase to hopefully drop something that's going to be of significance for the second half of this year.
Yeah. I think if we get anything, it will be the Gears of War collection later in the year.
Yeah, I suppose you've got the hack of, well, we're copying now what we've been waiting for in the COVID catch-up.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, let's go through this. Let's start with Forza, because I'm bloody excited for Forza. If it does not compete with Gran Turismo at a simulator level, they failed. Let's face it. That game has brought out so many people to go and buy racing wheels and everything like that. I've never seen that before to this level with a racing game. Like, it's ridiculous.
What, GT?
Yeah. So many people that did not play racing games suddenly went out and bought Logitech wheels and everything like that because they just got obsessed with it.
Yeah, but what are you looking at? Well, Forza Motorsport used to be a two-year cycle.
Mm. Well, and it got stale.
Yeah, and then Gran Turismo has copped a whole lot of flack on the way they released their game and the how long it took you to earn enough credits to buy stuff. And I think they've adjusted it 2 or 3 times now. I can't remember.
They've adjusted it, yeah. They've had 3 major updates. But this is what I want from Forza. They can do their updates and stuff like that and fix the economy and all that. What I want them to do, and this is also a Microsoft Xbox thing that they can do for all the developers for racing games. They need to update the universal steering input matrix. So you're not just stuck with the standard buttons on an Xbox controller. Because when you get like a Fanatec, you've got all these buttons up here. This is an Xbox hub for it. These yep. are all your normal buttons. These up here, like left stick button, right, left button, left trigger. I mean, they're completely useless to an Xbox player at the moment because you can't wire them to be anything else at this stage for the simple fact they're meant for PC. An Xbox can take a keyboard and mouse these days on compatible games and use the entire bloody thing. All yeah, they need to do is up.
Thing on an
yeah, they just need to update the universal thing for that game developers use for Xbox for their button inputs on steering wheels. It so shouldn't be this difficult.
I didn't think it would be either. To be honest, there should be the fact that Xbox, being Windows based, I'm assuming, and it can take a keyboard and mouse. Surely it can take extra inputs put into it.
It's just laziness.
Especially with the processing power that we're supposed to have with these Series X's. But are you looking at the fact that is Forza Motorsport going to be coming out as a, like Forza Motorsport 8 or whatever they're up to now, or are we going to get a Forza Motorsport and that's it? It's just Forza Motorsport and it's gone to gamers service now. So they're just going to, each year you'll get a DLC or you'll get a car pack to pay or something else like that. Or are we going to see something where it's obviously you got Game Pass sort of thing where you it's a Game Pass side of thing, but it's a motorsport side pass?
Well, honestly,
you pay a certain amount a month and you get, I don't get why you can't do anything like what Fortnite do where they charge you, is it $10 a month? You get umpteen credits, you get a skin, get all this other stuff. And you paid $10 a month and you get that. And no one else can get that. You can't buy it in the shop. You can't do anything else like that. Why aren't Forza coming out with that kind of stuff going, all right, Narrows, you pay X amount of dollars a month for us, $5 a month for us, and we'll give you an exclusive skin for your car or exclusive car. Imagine if they'd done a deal with the car and then they say, well, if you've got that car in motorsport, you can use it in Forza Horizon and everything. And you start getting a lot more of the market.
But they could use that with the Forza Hub for a lot of things, but the rumors going around is this is going to be a full reboot of the series and it's going to be a live service game. Why don't they just use what iRace has been doing for years? I mean, it doesn't necessarily have to be subscription-based like iRacer, but that game has been around for years and they just constantly update it. And
yeah.
People were still playing it. It's like one of the best racing sims you can get. You just can't get it on console. And they need to take it to that level where they're doing driver training like what Gran Turismo does so people can actually improve and learn how to improve. Because otherwise it's going to be another game that people go, they crash into the wall because they don't understand the difference between ABS and non-ABS and traction control, and they're just not going to play it anymore. It's that simple.
Yeah, but there's also the fact you got to look at they need to update the support for wheels, which they could do for the live server, because once it's in there, it's in there. You just keep evolving it. But the other part of it all comes down to is content, and more content. Get people interested in playing the game, because the more people that are interested in playing the game, they're going to tell people about it. It's like me getting you suckered into Formula One.
And I hate open wheel racing.
And it's just one of those things. And it's like, why can't we... You've got Gran Turismo, you've got Formula One that has a whole esports dedicated to it on its own. And why can't Forza have online competitions going on? Why can't we organise our own competitions through an online Forza thing where you can do a private group, I don't know, a private race, and you got to have a code to get into it or something like that?
I would pay a subscription to have private servers for Forza. I would.
I would too, just to have if you could have a private competition in Forza.
Yeah,
if you went in there, you give them someone's got to have a code that they could type in the game, which I'm assuming is not that hard for them to put a a thing in there where you just search for the server name, type the code in, and hey presto, it lets you in. And away you go. It's not, to me, in this day and age, I wouldn't have thought it wouldn't be that hard to set up private servers, have a ability to set up their own private competitions, matches, and stuff like that. And away you go. Whether it's, I know that there's always going to be the case of doing stuff for money, but hey, look, you've got people in the COD scene doing wages for $2 and $5 and all the rest of that kind of stuff. Why can't we be doing that in the motorsport?
I mean, honestly, it would make the game take off. It would actually show the world that, like, this, like, sim racing on an Xbox is a thing. It's competitive. People would love to do it. They know how to do private servers for console games. You can do it for freaking Minecraft. It's not that difficult these days, especially with the power of the cloud and the fact that they already have an infrastructure in Azure to do it with. This is not a difficult thing. They just need someone to get off their ass and actually implement it. It's the same with the steering wheels. They just need someone to actually go in there and implement it. Then everything will get better. Formula One games on Xbox will get better. Forza will get better. Grid will get better. All these other games that people like, you know, people hopped into Dirt, the last Dirt game that came out. It was one of the first games on Xbox Series X. And we hopped onto it and my handbrake on my simulator wouldn't work because, well, actually the whole steering wheel wouldn't work.
No, I was having issues with the steering wheel not working because I think I did most of that game on controller.
Same with me. And it didn't happen for like 3 months afterwards when they updated everything that I could actually use a bloody handbrake because they had to figure out a way to get around the bloody universal wheel thing for program for Xbox. Whereas people on PC and even PlayStation were fine. It was pretty ridiculous.
But yeah, so
I do want a proper sim racer in Forza because I miss the days of actually being competitive in Forza for fun.
And the way, I don't know, the way we keep saying it, it's the fact is if you could get some steering wheel and stuff adaption in there and feedback and stuff like that, then you can have actually start evolving these games because I reckon that half the reason that these games are starting to stagnate is the fact is we can't get the controller outputs you can get on a PC.
Yeah, they just haven't evolved. They've literally stuck with the same input structure for steering wheels since the Xbox 360. It's pathetic. It really is pathetic. Yep. But
oh well, what about these other games that they think we're going to be seeing? Well Grounded's already...
Grounded's great. Like, even in like early access, it's fucking great.
And then when you can dial up the spiders to your...
to the blobs?
Whichever, to blobs or...
I kind of find them... spiders. I kind of find them scarier, the blobs.
It's everyone's sort of preference.
I think Avowed's going to be massive. What?
Are we going to see... Are we hoping for more gameplay out of this showcase? Do you think that that's what people are going to be wanting? Is they don't care about seeing a 2-minute trailer of a game that's pretty much just CGI. Let's just put this together and show what we can do. Or that people are actually now wanting to say, well, you've acquired all these studios. We want to see what we're actually going to be playing.
Well, like if you think about it, from Avowed, all we've seen is a CGI trailer of an arrow going into a gap. That was it. So gameplay on that would be great. Because that's a Skyrim killer, even though, you know, they're all the same company now. Redfall, we still haven't seen any bloody thing for, apart from one trailer last year. And that was meant to come out this year. And according to this leak, we're still not getting a bloody gameplay. Diablo 4, like, I don't even know. We still haven't seen any gameplay for Forza, which is ridiculous since how long has Series X been out? And normally the first thing they do is put a pretty car on there. I mean, Forza Horizon looked gorgeous. Imagine what they could do with Motorsport. Contraband, I don't even remember what that is. I think we saw a trailer for it last year.
Smuggler game.
But we still haven't seen gameplay. It's been over a year.
Yeah. Most of this stuff that we're looking at in this thing, if it is what it is, going to be there. It's just...
I think...
teasers that we've seen for it last year. And this year, Microsoft need to come out swinging and show some gameplay. Show what we're going to be getting.
The biggest thing on this list that people will be absolutely begging and crying for gameplay is Starfield. If they don't show it, since it was meant to come out this year and it's been pushed back, if they don't show any gameplay, I think they might have lost the fans.
Well, they've definitely showed the fact that the delay is due to the fact that they just haven't got the game polished off. Like, they need to be showing. Even like some of these games, they need to be... it's not just gameplay. They need to show a good few minutes or a part of a chapter or something of these games to get people intrigued, to keep them going. Because I don't know.
I think seeing a trailer for Indiana Jones will be really good as well, because that's been done by Machine Games, which has literally been making Wolfenstein games for how long now? There's a lot of questions on, the game will probably look great. Don't get me wrong. Those people know how to do a game. But they've been doing one type of game for so long, and this is not that type of game. So there's a lot of questions of what it's going to look like. So I think a proper trailer on that is going to be big. Gameplay would be great, but let's... I don't think it'll be ready.
I don't know. The other thing that's going to annoy me is if the whole time that they've got allocated to do this showcase and 2/3 of it is with just indie games in there or whatever it is, like they need to solidify this showcase with the premium games. This is what we've got coming. This is what we've got. Like, we all know with the ID at Xbox, all the indie stuff, we like to see it. But I think it was the last one last year or something like that. To me, it was... I like the odd indie game and stuff, but trying to get my attention for the whole showcase was just in and out, because they'd spill out 4 or 5 indie games, and the next thing you know, it's... oh, we'll show a good one now. And then it's umpteen bit time later and they're still spitting out more of these indie games.
I think it's all to do with pacing and stuff like that. I like seeing the indie games as well, but sometimes a separate showcase is better for that kind of thing. Or, you know, a live stream or something like that. I don't mind when they do like kind of a... like a quick break in between sessions and they show like 5 indie games quickly, like just trailers for them. That's okay to me, because they've got to have something to do filler in while they're setting up the next shot or whatever, because let's face it, a lot of these things are done live.
I understand that, but when you're having a full chunk of a segment, it's just indie games?
Yeah, like that's a bit too much. At the same time, though, I kind of understand that when people... like, indie developers kind of need their time as well, but I think having an indie showcase is where those things really kind of shine. So that's what I think they should do. Then the people that are interested could watch it. I would still watch it, because I'd watch all the game live streams, even if it is just indie games. But at least I know what there is to expect then.
Yeah. You're not going in thinking that you're going to get AAA or... AAA games is what the majority of it is, and you go into a showcase and you're getting 2 or 3 AAA games and the rest of it's indie. You're going to leave a little bit probably disheartened, I reckon.
I think this showcase is going to have a lot of discussions around new tech for gaming, because cloud gaming is getting bigger and bigger, and they're going to probably go on to their next stage of that. Along with that, they're probably going to talk about what's happening with the Initiative studio and the fact that Crystal Dynamics is going to be helping with Perfect Dark now. And on top of that, Crystal Dynamics actually just got bought out by a different company because Square Enix sold them off. So that's all happened in like the last 2 months. So I think there's going to be discussions around that as well. And probably something to do with Game Pass changing. Because I think they're going to have a reaction to what PlayStation Plus has tried to do.
I heard rumors that they were looking at doing a family plan for Game Plus.
That was one of the ones I heard as well. Game I think Pass, this could still be more.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just hoping for a family plan like Nintendo have done, to be honest. It's just a lot easier than having to sign up multiple accounts on it. If I can just pay one fee, one account, and just add them all into a group, and away I go.
I mean, it's not like they haven't done that in the past. Just not with Xbox stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, well, they did for a bit for Xbox Live
Gold. Yeah, I was going to say, and you can do groups in a lot of other Microsoft products, so...
Mm.
I don't think it's that hard not to just take what they do in under Office and stuff like that and just apply it to Xbox, but we'll see what happens. But I'm hoping for I don't know, do we even know how long the showcase goes for?
Nah, I'm going to expect a couple of hours. But I want to ask you, what do you think of this Gears of War collection? Because there's going to be some pissed people if they don't show a new Gears of War after the cliffhanger.
Yeah, but what we talked about when Gears of War collection, we talked about the whole previous ones all remastered together like a Master Chief collection. Or are we going to see a new game? Six. Everyone wants a six.
Yeah, because... Okay, so this is what I think. I think the only reason why this is on the list, if it is true, I think it's kind of what happened when the Coalition first got started up to make more Gears of War games, and they remade Gears 1 because the head of the studio is one of the original creators on Gears, and he said you cannot make a new Gears of War game until you know how to make a Gears of War game. So they played Gears 1 to the hell, and then they remade it perfectly. And then he said they could do it. And it was a bloody good remake. I think this might be an excuse for them to learn how to make a Gears of War game in Unreal Engine 5. Because the Coalition did help with the Matrix Unreal Engine 5 tech demo. And that thing was incredible. And they've shown off some artwork and things like that that they've been doing in Unreal Engine 5 for Gears. So if this is like a collection they're making literally just to learn how to use Unreal Engine 5... It could be bloody amazing. And then we might see a new game.
Maybe they'll tease about it. Or they'll say that the collection's coming out, and at the end of it, they'll drop a tease for six.
They could do the Crackdown function. When Crackdown 1 came out and they had a demo for Halo 3 within Crackdown. And everyone bought Crackdown to play Halo 3, and Crackdown was it.
Yeah,
I imagine they did that. It was like, the new Gears game. There's going to be a demo in the collection. I mean, it's bait marketing, but it works.
I don't know how well that's going to go because I'm assuming a lot of people are going to be expecting the games to be coming to Game Pass.
Well, this would. It's first party, and that's the Game Pass promise.
Sorry. Oh, well, we'll see what happens. That's what we think. I think both of us are more centered around wanting motorsport stuff to happen, but we'll see what happens, see if we can say if any of this comes to a light or whatever. But that's what we've been thinking for the showcase. We'll be doing a follow-up podcast after it's happened to go through the games, whether it be one podcast or multiple podcasts, depending on the games that have been... come to light as to what's happening. But until next time, we'll see you later.
See ya.